District. And they were trying to take that idea of those hard times of making adjustments to a merged school and also highlighting the great things that were happening in agriculture. So they thought of this way the school fair could bring the community together and help smooth that transition. So Larry, Lawrence, and Eileen contacted Vince Murphy, the high school ag teacher at the time, as well as Laverne Sneath, the principal at River Valley Schools, to get with local 4-H clubs and come together to create a county fair-like event on our school grounds. And that continues today.
All right. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon, Lauren.
Thanks, Phil. We appreciate it.
River Valley District Administrator Lauren Glassbrenner kicking off our week of a whole bunch of things to talk about here on The Morning Show.
Here's brakes and inspections. The GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It's back to the campaign trail today for former President Donald Trump, who will hold a rally in the swing state of North Carolina. He will deliver what his campaign is touting as a major speech on the economy. ABC News senior White House correspondent Selena Wang has more on what the Democrats, including vice presidential candidate Tim Walz, are doing.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz defending his military record after relentless attacks from Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, who've accused Walz of lying about his military record. Hitting back at attacks from fellow veteran Vance, who also never saw active combat. While speaking to union members in his first solo campaign speech and slamming Trump as out of touch with working class America.
The government is expected to report this morning that inflation cooled further last month. Consumer prices out today thought to have risen just 0.2% from June to July, a pace slightly above the Fed's 2% target rate. This is ABC News. An arrest in Hawaii after several homemade bombs were found around Maui over the last few weeks.
47-year-old Robert Dumoran is now in federal custody facing charges for allegedly setting an IED outside of a school on Maui last month. And while not yet charged, he's allegedly linked to similar devices that were placed in multiple areas around the island in the last week or so. A fingerprint found on tape on one device along with cell phone pings led investigators to him. He allegedly texted a friend saying that he felt like he had to set off some explosives because it makes him feel better. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Two people recovering after they were both hit by lightning. The two women were both hit by a strike while standing near the rim of the Colorado River's Horseshoe Bend in Arizona. You can find all sorts of stuff at a farmer's market, like 2,400 pounds of meth. Cops in Atlanta say it was stashed in celery and smuggled in by a Mexican drug cartel. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Reddish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
An update on the weather picture is coming up from WRCO, WRCE this morning. It's 5 minutes after 7.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. 172 South Church Street.
Get ready for a feast of flavors and a bounty of local goods at today's Richland Area Farmers Market. Join them from 1:30 until 6 at the historic Train Depot on Seminary Street, downtown Richland Center, right across from Quick Trip. Parking is available in the depot parking lot and on the nearby streets. This week they hope to have fresh flowers, lots of breads and baked goods, cookies, pies, muffins, onions, string beans, potatoes, kohlrabi, sweet corn, tomatoes, cucumbers, melons, beets, zucchini, dill, maple syrup, honey, canned goods, eggs, mushrooms, garlic, and meats. The market accepts EBT SNAP benefits and senior vouchers. Check your EBT SNAP account to make sure you have the funds you are requesting. Keep in mind that senior vouchers can only be used to buy fresh fruits and vegetables and fresh herbs. For youth ages 4 to 17, come to the information table and receive two $1 food tokens, which are good for fresh fruits and vegetables and fresh herbs. The popular Boomerang shopping bag is back as well. Each time you bring your Boomerang bag to the market to use again, you will receive a coupon good for any market product available at the information table. These sturdy cloth bags cut down on the use of plastic bags. How do you know when you're ready to start the market? Listen for that bell. When you hear it ring, you'll be right along the way to getting your great deals. No early sales. They start promptly at 1:30 and close at 6. They want everyone to have a fair chance to buy what's at the market today. From 1:30 until 6, the Richland Area Farmers Market.
Good day to go out and buy your kohlrabi or whatever it is today at the market, because a high of 83 and no rain mentioned today. Some sunshine at times. Tonight, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms by late night. A low of 65. Variable clouds and muggy with scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. A few of the storms could be heavy. On Thursday, 78 degrees. Friday, 76 with a 40% chance of showers. It looks nice for the weekend. Sunny Saturday and 79. Sunny and warm Sunday and 82. In Richland Center, this morning's high was 65. The low is 59. Right now, it is 60 degrees. Here's Kane Brown.
Let's get it.
Girl, you gone and done it to me. Hotter than a hoochie-coochie. Got me like the first time I heard Alan Jackson Chattahoochee. I was never the same again. I'm a lifelong fan. Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country music. You give me eyes, Willie girl. You give me Goldie Jones. You turn me on as much as I turn on my radio. Let's take a time off the line, kinda like Johnny and June did. Yeah, let's do this. Baby, I love you like I love country music. Cause I could never live without you. One of my favorite songs about the top to bottom. Perfect, you're like Brooks and Dunn's debut album. You got me feeling like I'm a brand new man.
Ooh, I'm a brand new man.
Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country music. I turn on my radio. Let's take a time
an island. Only way I could survive is if I had you and that needle dropping on a vinyl.
On FM 100.9, WRCO, WRCE Today, Sunrise from the Center. Today is Social Security Day. It's National Tattoo Removal Day. Maybe a bad decision somewhere along the line, it's a day to celebrate getting rid of it, I guess. It's National Wiffle Ball Day. I always like playing wiffle ball. Maybe that's where the term whiff came in, if you swing and miss. I did a lot of that as well. It's Color Book Day, a day to get out the colors and crayons, and that's one of those pastimes where you really don't have to think about a lot other than staying in line. Congressional Startup Day, it's financial awareness. And here's the one to really celebrate and sink your teeth into. It's National Creamsicle Day. Now, I always think about orange creamsicles, but there are other flavors. Cherry, I think, and a few others. But a good day to celebrate there. And recently, I sampled a little bit of the orange creamsicle milk. Quick Trip had that. And it was all right, you know. Worth trying, you know, saying I did, but I don't know that I'd go back and get more, but, you know, to each their own. Going on this weekend in Baraboo, the big Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club show, we have a couple of tickets just for listening this morning for caller number 10, 608-647-4155. Caller 10 wins, and we'll be on the way to Baraboo this weekend.
This ain't Texas, ain't no hold'em. Lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus and throw your keys up. Stick around, round, 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 round. And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come throw some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a come take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado.
There's a tornado
in my city.
In my city.
In the basement.
In the basement.
That ain't pretty.
Pretty.
Rugged whiskey.
We're surviving.
We're surviving.
A break of kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah.
Ooh.
One step to the right.
We headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice.
Then
spin me in the middle, boy, I can't read your mind.
This ain't Texas, ain't no hold'em. Lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus, throw your keys up. Stick around, round, 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 round.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come throw some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Take it to the floor.
I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't get come take it to the floor now. Texas.
Oh.
716 Beyonce, a little WRCO aerobic for you this morning. And the dancers at WRCO have been enjoying it. Henry's, we got to get Henry up. He'll be in just a little bit here today. And so, anyway, wake up, Hank. Anyway, we've got a winner today. Congrats to Jim Jewell. Way to go. He was caller 10 and wins a couple of complimentary tickets for the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show this weekend. The 61st show featuring lots of great things, lots of history there and fun for all ages. That's on Sand Road just off of Highway 33 between Baraboo and the Dells. In fact, Pete Holtzman of the club will be joining us on the morning show today to talk about the upcoming event, which features the J.I. Case Heritage this very weekend. WRCO, WRCE, giving you the call today, 717. Starting to get there, a blue, clear sky. Here's George Strait.
You swear you've had enough.
Straight on Country and Community, right here in Richland Center, a little sunshine at 720.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Seats Incorporated is a proud sponsor of local high school sports. Over 65 years ago, Seats began in Reedsburg with 7 employees. Now, they're proud to employ over 500, including over 50 in Richland Center. Seats Incorporated, a member of the Nordic Group of Companies, is a South Central Wisconsin multi-plant manufacturer specializing in transportation seating products for both on- and off-highway applications. To apply, visit SeatsInc.com. Seats Incorporated, Reedsburg and Richland Center.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Wednesday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Muller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and Napa Auto & Truck Parts. The midweek show promises lots of laughs and entertainment, so tune in for some good vibes and a break from the daily grind.
It's time for the Roundup.
He's done. Anyway, we're cutting him off. 7:23.
Good morning, Phil.
Anyway, yeah, good morning.
Does that automatically just cut off?
Yeah, it does. It's something, you know, the VU meters ping out, and then
it's like, oh, God, get him off the radio.
Automatically, you know, just to try to save the transmitter, I think. That's what it is. But, yeah, there
it
is.
I'm going to try it again.
No.
Oh, no.
Salesman extraordinaire Hank Bray.
How you doing, bud?
Is that what it says on your card?
No.
Or does it say Hank Bray, super genius?
That's what, never been combined with my name.
No, that's what Wile E. Coyote says.
Yes.
Wile E. Coyote, super genius.
Super genius, yes.
Well, you know, half of the problem is, with anything, is just having the confidence, whether you are or not, just kind of acting, you know, like you do, being confident. And, you know, so you got to give Wile E. credit. He was confident.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people out there laughing right now, Phil, at least three that I know of, that you put genius in front of my name.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Super.
Yeah. They've taken a lot of credit away from you for saying that.
Well, you know, some things can be said tongue-in-cheek,
yes,
too.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, how was your evening?
It was good.
Good. Yep. So I was walking through my grass this morning to get to my car, and I've noticed it kind of looks like my head.
Oh.
So some bald spots, little spots growing, you know. So that's what I, you know.
Maybe some creepy crawly things.
Well,
you know, coming up.
Speaking of creepy crawly things, Phil, Hanko or Truth here.
Uh-oh.
Scientists now have said that showering is bad for us.
Hmm. Well, I'm going to say the frequency, like showering too often, could be.
Maybe. They said every day.
Every day is bad
every
for
day.
You?
And there was one scientist that will never get in hot water, or there's a couple, or there's hundreds of people that will never shower in hot water.
Wow.
And use soap.
Huh.
That's interesting.
That link was sent to me. I don't know if it was for me to read or for me to shower.
Right. Well, showering every day is probably not a problem for you because it's, isn't it like a once a week thing? Your bath in the front yard in Boscoville or not?
Backyard now.
Oh, backyard. Okay.
In the stock tank.
That'll wake you up.
I remember this. My dad had a stock tank and you know, and yep. He bought us one. We thought it was the best in the world.
That was the Bray family swimming
pool. Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, just some of those those galvanized stock tanks. Do you remember those?
Of course.
Oh, we thought it was the best. And it wasn't a big round one, it was just a short one.
Yeah.
It was like a 3-cal drinker.
You know what that reminds me of? Everything always goes back to a cartoon or a movie, but it reminds me of Major League, where, you know, they've cut all the things. Yeah. And that's their whirlpool bath.
That's
a whirlpool.
That's exactly what mine was.
Tank with a boat motor in it.
And then there's so many times that we threw our dogs in there, and we jumped in right after them, like we didn't care.
Oh, you know, we used to catch fish at the Willow Creek. And we'd put
whoa, you might not want to say this out loud.
We'd put them in the cow tank.
Well,
and then they'd be pet fish. But then if the cows drank the water down too far,
they'd kill them.
But no, usually we don't.
Now, is the statute of limitations off on that then?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that because we released them back to the wild.
Yeah, after they're dead.
Is there a catch and release on suckers and trout? Suckers and carp. Trout. I didn't catch very many trout.
Well,
there are a few in there.
I don't know, Phil. I don't know if you're the sucker or if I'm the sucker.
Yeah, who's the carp?
Where's Joanne at?
Yeah.
She's busy this morning.
Yeah, well, she had a busy day yesterday.
I know she did. She had a busy couple weeks.
Primary election day yesterday and a lot of things going on. So
anyway, Philip,
what do you have today?
I have some questions for you.
Little Hanko or
Phil.
Or Phil.
Yeah, Hanko or Phil here. All right, young man. In North Carolina, it is illegal for a cat or dog to ride in a baby buggy or stroller.
I would say it's got to be true.
No, it's a bunch of Hanko.
No.
Yeah. Roll on. It's not unlawful.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yes, they have those. In fact,
yes, they do.
My daughter had a stroller for her cat some time ago, and I'm like, what? What do they think of next?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but...
We need a stroller for Phil. That way June can just push you right
down. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have to walk anywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is illegal to take a photograph or a selfie that includes the Eiffel Tower at night.
Really?
Is that Filippo or Hanko?
I can't remember if we did that or not when we were there. I don't think it was quite at night. But I'm going to say that you can't. You're not supposed to do it.
No, you're not, Phil. Here, well, you can read the...
The Eiffel Tower's nightly light show, created in 1985, is considered a work of art separate from the tower, and it's copyrighted. That requires a permission of Paris, the City of Light. I wonder how many people have actually done that. It's probably all right to
You're not even supposed to take it, but imagine that. They could actually come after you.
Come over and take your phone.
Hey, what are you doing?
Hey.
Well,
interesting.
Well, the City of Paris now has invaded Sextonville.
Yes, it has.
All right, here, buddy. Dr. Pepper, you know, the popular soft drink made up of 24 flavors, is made from prune juice, Philip.
Oh, boy. And I like Dr. Pepper, too.
I know.
I'm guessing that it probably is in there, so I'll say true.
No, it's not. It's bunch of Hanko. Just plum wrong. There are 23 flavors and other ingredients in Dr. Pepper, none of which are prunes. When I read that, I was going, I'm never drinking it again.
Oh, yes, prune juice. Yes, we used to have prunes around the house. My mother would try to feed them to us.
And I love prunes.
You do?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's a good thing.
Yeah. I'd rather have a prune than a raisin.
Yeah, well, I suppose if you had to choose.
But,
well, I guess you're just a regular guy then, aren't you?
Well, it depends on how regular you want to be.
Right, right.
In August, anyway.
Yes.
Have you seen these prunes that you can get them in single package? So you get them in one of these jars, then you open them up and it's like candy.
Oh.
You talk about a waste of packaging. It's like, when I want to eat prunes, I want like a handful and just shove them in my mouth and be done.
Oh.
I don't want to have to undo every one of them.
You eat them by the volume then.
Oh. Wow. I like dried mangoes, too. I don't know if you ever had that.
No, those are good.
Yeah, dried mangoes are good, too. In August of 2022, Philip, a thief in Madrid, Spain, stole a car, tried to escape by driving up the stairs of a busy metro station.
Oh, that's got to be true.
It is true. The car, that was kind of an easy one. The car got stuck and the thief was arrested and taken from the station to the station.
Oh, well, some stupid criminal tricks.
Yes. It is best to fill your car with gas in early morning because the gas is denser when it is cold. You get more gas per gallon. Is that Hanko or Philo?
I'm thinking it's good to put it in the morning because it might be cheaper some days before it changes. Before it goes up.
But thus getting more money for your buck.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
the wisdom of me. But I'm going to say that is not true.
It's not true, Phil. It's a bunch of Hanko. We hate to break it to you, but gasoline is stored in deep underground tanks, and its density remains constant throughout the day and night.
There you go. Okay.
So...
All right.
As humans, one of the most common operations undertaken on dogs is the removal of the appendix. An
appendectomy?
Yeah, something like that. It's like on my phone. It's an app.
It's an app. Got to remove your app. I'm going to say that's not true.
It's not true. It's a bunch of Hanko. Dogs do not have appendix.
Ah.
Doggone it.
Oh, Hanko.
Yes.
All right. Any more?
Well, I've got all kind of them, Phil, but none that... Let's see if I can...
Is there a Hanko kicker?
Ouch, Phil. Yeah. Stop kicking me. In 1998, during repairs, the remains of dozen human bodies were found in the basement of Benjamin Franklin's former London home.
You know, I think I remember reading that. I'm going to say it's true.
It is true. They were the result of an anatomy school run by Franklin. I didn't know this.
Wow.
Franklin's son-in-law, Franklin's landlady, Margaret Stevenson. Now, that's a skeleton in the closet.
Oh, man. Or in the basement. Oh, an anatomy school.
Yes, okay. I didn't know that.
Wow. That reminds me again of a movie, one of the very first movies that we ever rented. You used to have to rent the VCR, and you had to put like a $30 down payment.
You had to put your week's paycheck on it.
If you brought it back, all right, you got it back. And then if you rewound, you got a bonus too. But I remember one of the first movies we ever rented was called Don't Look in the Basement.
Yeah.
One of those scary. Oh, man.
So anyway,
that was an Academy Award winner. Anyway. Well,
any big plans for the day?
I'm trying to think what we have going on today. I think I'm going to be called upon for daycare duty for a little while today.
Really? What time is that?
I don't want to tell you. But,
well, I just want to make sure all the kids are gone.
Yeah, well, that'd be a good thing, you know.
those kids absolutely love you. I was over at your house a couple weeks ago or a month ago, and I saw those kids coming in and out. They absolutely adore you. Hey, Phil.
Right.
It's like,
well, see, they think I'm going to drop candy is part of it and money. You know, because sometimes I have holes in my pockets, too. So they follow behind me quite closely.
Well, we do that here, and we've never found any money.
No, probably not. No, just rappers.
Just rappers. Buddy, have a good day, and everybody be kind.
That's old Hank.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Your life insurance protection can benefit more than just those you love. How about protecting you when your health changes? Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. The Flexible Care Benefit Rider can help you pay for your long-term care expenses by accelerating your death benefit each month to cover those long-term care expenses. This may include home health aides, adult care, hospice care, etc. For a relaxed, zero-pressure visit with Julie, reach out to me at Julie Karen State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one-third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindle's today, 647-5851.
Here's your history lesson for today, August 14th, 1935. Franklin Roosevelt signed the Social Security Act into law, ensuring income for elderly Americans and creating a federal unemployment insurance program. 1945, President Truman announced that Imperial Japan had surrendered unconditionally, ending World War II. In 1995, Shannon Faulkner officially became the first female cadet in the history of the Citadel, South Carolina's State Military College. And in 2016, Usain Bolt became the first athlete to win the 100-meter dash in three consecutive Olympics. We'll take a look at who's making news locally with a birthday today in a little bit, courtesy of the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
With football, volleyball, and cross-country seasons getting underway soon, a trip to the Shoebox is necessary. The Shoebox staff takes pride making sure all athletes get the support they need to compete at a high level. Choose from top name brands such as Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Asics, and many more. At the Shoebox, you receive great service, proper size and fit, and the best price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week, located in Black Earth, and online at theshoebox.com. Service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes from Richland Center Primary School to Talia Lynn Dilly and also to Victoria Elias de la Cruz celebrating today. Happy wishes to Jillian Troxell today. We hope she has a day as special as she is with love from Sheila. Wishing a happy birthday to Mary Greenwood from Art and Margie, Sarah Moran with love from Adam, Carlene, and Jewel. Have a great day today, Sarah. Other VIPs. They include Dan Durst from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. To Dewey, happy 60th. Thanks for being the best dad a son could ever ask for. Thanks for being there for me always. Have a great day today. To Dewey Zumach, have a great day from Heath. Wishes to Dale Sennett from Bob and Heidi Shear. To Shiler Clary from residents and staff of Schmidtwillen Hills. Also to Shiler Clary from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. Happy birthday to Henry Drone and Jennifer Hall from Richland Center United Methodist Church. To Ron Gotchel, happy young 80 years young today. Love from all of the family. He is 16 trapped in a 64-year-old body. So 16 plus 64, I got it. All right, happy birthday to Ron. And stay busy. Wishes as well from the Bloom City Town Crier going out to Kathy Granger today, Madeline Payne, Dale Sennett, Dewey Zumach, and happy anniversary, Bernal and Kathy Granger. Happy birthday today to Shelley Mitchell, Melissa Frederick, Dewey Zumach, Sarah Willis, and Aaron Ferriance from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. From the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions, we see that it's Leah Bone's birthday, also Henry Drone and Mackenzie Krause, Jaden Mirabelli, Braden Steadley, Kyle Trum, and to Donna Calder, happy anniversary to Canada and Catherine Killam. Have a great day today, Anne and Robbie Wilson from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Happy anniversary to Tom and Stacy Novak from Cousin Charlene. Anniversary blessings to Terry and Sherry Krause from your Avoca United Methodist Church family. To Ann and Robbie Wilson from Lori and the Guys, and all the best to you today. Happy birthday from the RC Lions to Carly Meaden, to Mary Greenwood, Cameron Fry, Jillian Troxel, Megan Dieter, and Dewey Zumach. Also, happy anniversary, Gary and Debbie Wirtz, Fred and Deanne Kepler, and Gordon and Marge Rigo. Happy anniversary, Margie and Gordon Rigo, as well, from friends Jake and Jeannie.
Happy birthday. Happy anniversary. Hi, this is Dakota from J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and my job is to help make events like birthdays and anniversaries more memorable. Whether you want to spend $20 or a few thousand dollars, we have the best selection of beautiful jewelry for your loved one. If you aren't looking for a new piece of jewelry, I specialize in restoring old jewelry. A great gift can be as simple as polishing her wedding ring to new or the necklace she inherited from a family member. Regardless of what you're looking for, come in and talk to me, Dakota, at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
We all like options that are clear and easy to understand. At WCCU Credit Union, our checking accounts are both straightforward and affordable. No gimmicks. Choose from either Freedom or Awards Checking. Both have no minimum balance requirements and no monthly service fees. The Awards Checking earns an exceptional dividend rate for using direct deposit, debit cards, and e-statements. Freedom Checking offers all the same conveniences, but you're not required to use them. For more information or to open your account, visit us online at our new web address, wccu.coop, or stop by any of our WCCU offices. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Our southern border is in chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted 9 times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. And Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
We want to thank one of our astute listeners. I was complaining that we were out of pens, and the ones I grabbed wouldn't write, so I'd have to throw them away. We were getting low on pens in here, and they tend to walk. They probably do at a lot of businesses where I'm not saying that people steal them, but maybe you take them into another room. So I go to reach for a pen, and there's nothing there. So one of our listeners rubber banded a whole bunch of pens from their pen jar and brought them in. So I thank you very much. And looks like some of them have been around for a little bit. What does this say? F&M Bank, Keegan Mill, Coast to Coast. Yeah, they've been around for a little while, but thank you anyway. Nonetheless, it looks like they still write. And we also want to mention that Terry Cornell turned 80, and there's a Stop and Say Hi in Kruska Park Shelter Number 6 coming up Sunday afternoon from 2 until 4. No gifts, please, but stop by and say hey to Terry on Terry's birthday coming up here. Well, the birthday, I think, happened, but they're going to say hi and a meet and greet. He might even sign some autographs this weekend. Coming up, Joanne has the news for us in just a bit here today.
Experience a different way of living at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Hi, this is Andrea. Every room in your home has a function, and the right kind of furniture can maximize your space to the fullest. We'll help you select the right pieces to fit your lifestyle from our showroom with over 25,000 square feet of home furnishings and decor. Visit us today to discover how you can achieve a different way of living. Court & Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 6. It's 51 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. Our forecast calls for sunny skies early, then a few clouds build in. Still quite warm with a high of 83. Tonight, cloudy with warm showers and thunderstorms by late evening, a low of 65. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Philback Family Ford.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin voters said no to two questions to amend the state constitution in yesterday's election. Here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
The executive branch will retain the sole power to execute all federal funds as it has since 1930. This means when federal funds are directed to the state, the governor has the power to accept them and get those funds quickly to where they are most needed. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Rebecca Cook is the winner in the 3rd Congressional District Democratic primary in western Wisconsin. James Kelly reports.
Cook faced off against Katrina Shankland and Eric Wilson on Tuesday for the right to take on Congressman Derek Van Orden in the general election this November. Her campaign focused on her lived experience as a former small business owner and growing up on a dairy farm to relate to voters.
In the assembly races, former La Crosse County Board Chair Tara Johnson defeated Steve Campbell with 74% of the votes, and in the 40th, Karen DeSanto defeated Kyle Kunicki and Brad Cook with 53% of the votes. Wisconsin's first primary under new maps went smoothly for the most part. Terry Bell reports on one exception. Well, we don't have that cut. Currently, some technical difficulties. We are still waiting on word of the results in the only school referendum across the state in yesterday's election. The Riverdale School District, which covers 4 counties, Grant, Richland, Iowa, and Crawford. At last word, District Administrator Jeff Campbell said that only about half of the ballots had been counted last night. Republican presidential running mate J.D. Vance will be back in Milwaukee this week. The Trump campaign announced Tuesday that Vance will meet with the Milwaukee Police Association Friday morning. He's expected to attack Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz on crime issues and immigration. This is Vance's second trip to Wisconsin since securing his spot on the ticket at the Republican National Convention last month. Vice President Kamala Harris will be back in Wisconsin next week. The Journal Sentinel reports that sources with knowledge of the plan say the Democratic presidential candidate plans to hold a rally at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee on Tuesday. That's the second day of the Democratic National Convention, taking place just 90 miles away in Chicago. The rally would be Harris's third visit to Wisconsin since becoming the Democratic nominee in late July. She held her first campaign event in West Allis and another last week in Eau Claire with Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, who she just picked as her running mate. Chemicals were accidentally released in the city of Richland Center yesterday afternoon. Mike Jessen, Director of Emergency Management, spoke with WRCO's Tim Thede last evening about the incident.
As many people probably have seen, maybe heard, there's quite a few emergency vehicles down there at Highway 80 and Highway 14. That is a result of an industry in town had a chemical leak earlier today. We were notified of that around 2:45 this afternoon. And there were some chemicals involved in some boiler water that got released into a storm drain system. That storm drain system does go to a catchment area before it goes to the Pine River. And that area where we're seeing all the emergency vehicles, we are now in a mitigation stage, not a prevention, oh my goodness, response stage. Richland Center Fire is the incident command of the incident. The city emergency manager, Kevin Melby, and myself have also been there since the beginning. Richland County Emergency Management is supporting the incident and operations with any and all resources, coordination, also working closely with our state regional emergency management director, Darren Gudgeon. So the chemicals flowed to a rainwater catchment area. So state DNR is involved. The Vernon County Hazmat team is out there as well because we wanted to make sure that everybody was safe and everything was mitigated as quickly as possible.
Because of the quick action, there is no danger to the public.
There are no immediate threats or hazards to human life, to animal life, to cattle life. If your cattle get water for the Pine River, they're safe to continue to do so. We believe that we've got everything kind of stopped where it needs to be, and we're working with the state DNR and some marine biologists on getting all of that sucked back up into some vacuum trucks. There is no major cause for concern. If there was, we would have gotten this out way sooner. Most importantly, no action needs to be taken by anybody around this area. There's no chemicals in the air. There's nothing of that nature. The situation is under control. The spill itself is no longer active. We do plan on sharing some more updates when able, more specifics of maybe, you know, what this stuff was, all those other details that we're still putting all those pieces together on.
When updates are available, you can find them on the Richland County Emergency Management and Richland County Sheriff's Department Facebook pages. Updates will also be provided here on WRCO. Also, if you have any questions or would like a copy of any press releases, you can contact Emergency Management at 608-647-8187. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is paying more than $2 billion to minority farmers and ranchers and foresters. It's to make up for discriminatory practices of the past. One study finds black farmers lost more than $300 billion worth of land in the 20th century, partly due to discriminatory government policies. Some advocates say they want more transparency. Sharon Mallory is with the 2020 Farmers Co-op.
I'm not personally dazzled about numbers or dollar amounts unless I can connect that to the people that are being most impacted, which is our black and small scale farmers. You can put your blindfolds on, you can turn your head the other way, but the fact of the matter is it did happen. It's documented. It's not a secret, so let's address it.
The 2020 Farmers Co-op is pushing for changes at the U.S. Agriculture Department. There are new standards for meats to carry the USDA certified organic label, but farmers have until the end of 2028 to comply. Seth Milstein is a reporter for Sentinent Media. He says the new standards aim to improve animal welfare.
There were various procedures that were just flat out banned in the new standards. Tail docking of cows and gestation crates and farrowing cages for pigs or toe clipping chickens. This is stuff that animal welfare activists have been pushing for a while.
Milstein points out the standards affect only farmers who volunteer to have their products certified USDA organic, but labels can still be confusing and misleading. Milstein says there are other certifications with even higher standards.
If you want to shop consciously with a mind towards animal welfare approved is generally recognized as the most stringent, the highest standards for the animals. Certified humane is good as well. It's not quite as good, but good.
Farmers have until the end of 2028 to meet the new USDA organic standards. The 20th annual For Pete's Sake will take place Sunday at Veterans Park in Spring Green. Here's Michael Hernan with more on the story.
The For Pete's Sake Day in the park has a lot of things going on, including a run, walk, bike, music, food sales, a silent auction, and the pickleball tournament. If you are interested in joining the pickleball tournament, you can still register for the tournament online before the deadline on Sunday. Here's Gene Ault with more on the pickleball tournament.
So we're having a pickleball tournament starting at 8 a.m. and you can still register for it. We can't give out t-shirts anymore because that order has gone in, but you can still register up until the day of the event. And our pickleball courts are new as of a year ago or so, a year and a half. And we have three courts and we will have a round robin tournament. We had one last year that brought in a few people. This year we, I think, have 13 teams registered, double teams registered for this year.
For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed Seed and Such. Keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 647-8833.
Today is Wednesday, August 14th. Wayne Otto Ewers, 89, of Viroqua and formerly of Soldiers Grove, died Saturday at Creamery Creek Assisted Living in Viroqua. A funeral service will be held today at 11 at Soldiers Grove Methodist Church. Burial will be in the North Clayton Cemetery following a luncheon at the church. Friends may call at Soldiers Grove Methodist Church this morning from 9 until the time of service at 11. The family invites you to wear your Packer attire to celebrate Wayne's life. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Creamery Creek Activities or Soldiers Grove Methodist Church. The Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown is assisting the family of Wayne Otto Ewers, 89, of Viroqua and formerly of Soldiers Grove. June Ann Lassicky, 75, of Richland Center, died August 6th at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the East Pine River Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 4 until 7, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. June Lassicky, 75, of Richland Center. Patricia M. Messeberg, 78, of Hillsborough, died Sunday at home. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pihah Funeral Home in Hillsborough. Friends may call at the Pihah Funeral Home Thursday from 4 to 7, and again Friday from 10 to 11. Patricia M. Messeberg, 78, of Hillsborough. Robert J. Bob Watson, 73, of Hillsborough, died Wednesday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Pihah Funeral Home in Hillsborough. Burial will be in the Mount Vernon Cemetery, Hillsborough. Friends may call at the Pihah Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 10:30. Robert J. Bob Watson, 73, of Hillsborough. Phil Phippen, age 82, died July 13th after a long illness. A service of remembrance will be held Saturday at 11 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Friends may call at Christ Lutheran Church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Phil Phippen, age 82. Charles R. Bob B., 81, of Centerville, Ohio, died February 27th at home. Family and friends are invited to join in a celebration of life picnic Saturday from 4 to 7 at the family home on South Park Street in Richland Center to share memories, stories, and laughter. Charles R., Bob B., 81, of Centerville, Ohio.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard.
ABC News, I'm Sherry